لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا وبعده. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our stands, our prayers, our du'as, our recitation of Al-Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us from those who fasted Ramadan with iman and wanting His reward, so that all of our past sins can be forgiven. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us of those who stood every night, and again who stood up with iman and wanting Allah's reward, so all of our past sins are forgiven. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have caught Laylatul Qadr and allowed for our ibadat to be multiplied by over 50,000, or rather alf shahr, 1,000 months, and beyond that. Ameen. With the end of the recitation of the Quran comes the end of the month of Ramadan. With the end of the recitation of the Quran in Qiyam comes the end of Qiyamul Layl and Taraweeh and Tahajjud. And with the end of the recitation of the Quran comes the end of the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and granted virtue as a mercy for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a mercy for those people that He jalla wa ala truly loves, the believers of Allah, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so what point or subject can we discuss in relation to the end of the month of Ramadan? And an ayah that sticks out, perhaps, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That when will the hearts of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be affected of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reminder? All of these days, all of these weeks, this nearly entire month, we've stood learning the Qur'an, reading the Qur'an, hearing the Qur'an, standing up together in congregation, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we hear often, a number of khatibs and imams often repeat the statement, and that is that the month of Ramadan may come to an end, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all, He subhanahu wa ta'ala never comes to an end. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala will live forever, jalla wa ala, for He has no end and He has no beginning, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Ramadan is a month whereby the servant trains himself, he prepares himself, he looks for the opportunity not just to get good deeds, but to come back to a path that he left, to come back to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can be strong for the next months in his fight against the shaitan, in his fight against his whims and his desires, in his fight when the doors of Jahannam are now opened and the doors of Jannah become closed and the shayateen are let out loose, whispering and tempting man once more. Continuing inshallah ta'ala, or just having taken a few ayat from the next surah, Surah Al-Balad, in relation to what we just spoke about, the end of Ramadan, and in relation to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to make it such that we change for the better, and Ramadan makes us better after Allah jalla wa ala's mercy, and Ramadan enables us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Allah jalla wa ala's mercy, Surah Al-Balad, Allah begins his surah subhanahu wa ta'ala by swearing, لا أقسم بهذا البلد. He swears by this balad, he swears by the earth, in particular the earth of Mecca and the area within Mecca and everything virtuous pertaining to Mecca. But he ends the surah subhanahu wa ta'ala by speaking about a group of people. He says, Jalla wa ala, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا هُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. He swears at the beginning of the surah, and he concludes subhanahu wa ta'ala after speaking about many of the ways we can get closer to Allah jalla wa ala, such as feeding the poor, looking after the orphan, and so on and so forth. He says, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. He speaks about a group of people that are going to be successful. He says about them, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. They are the ones that will be getting their scrolls in their right hands. They'll be from the inhabitants of paradise. Who are these people? What is the description? He says about them, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. They are people, number one, they believed. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believed in His prophets. They believed in His books. They believed in the pillars of Iman. They believed in the pillars of Islam. They believed in the intricate details of the Sharia of Allah. They believed in everything we've heard and we've read these last month in Al-Quran. They believe in Al-Islam in its totality. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And then they recommend themselves and others to patience. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, when he speaks about Surah Al-Asr, which we recited today, where Allah Jalla wa'ala also speaks about this characteristic, whereby people call themselves and others towards patience. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that these characteristics that are mentioned in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْر إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time Allah swears, all of us are losers. All of creation are losers. We are all failures. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe, do righteous actions. They call each other and others towards haq, the truth, giving da'wah to themselves and others. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they call themselves and others to patience. What is patience? Why does patience make this surah Al-Asr, as a Shafi'i says, if this surah was to be revealed, only this surah was to be revealed to the whole ummah and nothing else, it would have been enough, he says. So why does Allah Jalla wa'ala specify this level of patience, calling yourself to patience and calling others to patience, as those people who will get their scrolls in the right hands? What is so important about patience? Patience, as the scholars of Islam, they mention, has many branches and has many different types of gems and pearls, fruits, that the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala can benefit from. The servant of Allah, when he understands true patience, he is patient, constantly worshipping Allah. So every day he struggles and he fights his whims and his desires and is patiently observing the sharia of Allah, the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he patiently continues observing the Fajr prayer. He patiently continues observing the Dhuhr prayer, the Asr, the Maghrib, the Isha. He patiently continues observing, lowering his gazes. He patiently continues observing the different aspects and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience in the second branch. He continuously lives his life, constantly fighting his whims and desires, patiently staying away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first, he patiently observes the commandments of Allah. The second, he patiently stays away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows zina is haram. He knows alcohol is haram. He knows riba is haram. He knows lying is haram. Backbiting is haram. Slandering is haram. He may fall in it now and then, making a mistake. He turns back to Allah, asks for forgiveness. But every day, he fights himself. Every day, he exerts that level of patience, staying away from haram. This is what is patience. And the third characteristic or branch of patience is being patient in the qadr of Allah. Now we discuss patience, we often think it's only this third branch, the qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah. Allah decrees a calamity upon you, or a trial upon you, or the ummah of Islam, or Allah decrees a trial upon your loved ones. So we think patience is only this category. We observe, we stay away from panicking, perhaps saying things out of anger, saying things out of worry that we will regret later, hitting ourselves and so on and so forth. But no, patience in its reality is of all of these branches. And this is why he subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically specifying the level of patience that will make a person enter the Jannah. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. He is from those who calls himself to patience. And what a beautiful ayah this is, especially at the end of the month of Ramadan. A month that has taught us patience. A month that has taught us staying away from haram. Staying away from eating and drinking, the two of the actual basic necessities of life that we need to be able to live. If we are able to stay from food and drink, we are able to stay away from everything. Sometimes we hear this notion that you're addicted to haram, you can't get out of it, it's an addiction. It's not. We've proven to ourselves in the month of Ramadan that two things we actually really truly need, food and water, we can stay away from. So we can stay away from two things that the body, the soul needs to survive. Without it, you can't survive. You can stay away from everything. And this Ramadan teaches us this lesson, that you can achieve what you want to achieve. It's just about focusing. It's just about really wanting to be able to achieve. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. And they call themselves and others to ibadah, to piety, to compassion, to look over other people, to have rahmah for others, to forgive, to forget, to move on. Because if we really want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive for us, then surely the creation haven't done as worse as what we have done to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want Allah jalla wa ta'ala to forgive us, then forgive the creation. Calling yourselves and calling others to patience and to compassion. These are characteristics that are mentioned in Surah Al-Balad. For who? Ula'ika ashabul maymana. The people who carry and catch the scrolls with their right hand. They'll be those that will be in the highest levels of paradise. May Allah jalla wa ta'ala make us from them. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering and other gatherings like this, where we sit and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly benefit from the month of Ramadan. And we ask Him to make Ramadan a hujjah for us and not against us. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see many other Ramadans in the future, whereby we enter it with taqwa and we leave it with taqwa. And we enter it with knowledge and we leave it with knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon us all. We have next hour and a bit, inshallah ta'ala, for ourselves to recite Quran and do whatever we want. But remember, O brothers or sisters in Islam, that this night could be, wallahu a'lam, the last night of the month of Ramadan in this year, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So treat it as if though it's our last. We don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with another Ramadan. We don't know if He will bless us with another night of the month of Ramadan. So treat this month, this last night, as if though it is our last. And what that means, wallahu ta'ala a'lam, is that you exert every possible effort to whatever you can, whatever you've missed. If we have left the first few weeks, 28 days, 29 nights of Ramadan, not meeting our goals or objectives or throwing it away, then remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the mercy of Allah, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Your actions are by your ends. Your actions are by your ends. So we have thrown away everything that's come before. This night can absolutely change everything for us. One night we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One night left in the month of Ramadan. It can absolutely change everything for us. And this light happens to be the odd night, a night which could even be Laylatul Qadr. May Allah jalla wa ala accept our ibadah. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and have mercy upon us all. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the ones that He loves, jalla wa ala, from the highest level of paradise, Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Sorry? Qiyam? Yeah, there will be Qiyam, inshallah, at normal time, 1 o'clock, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.